To welcome to tonight's regularly scheduled city council meeting, I do apologize for arriving in the nick of time and from the dilated eyes. It just came from the eye doctor, so don't stare. The meeting is called to order. Kindly ask our city clerk to please take the roll call.
Chuck Brown.
Here.
Don Cummings.
Here.
Ralph Dantino.
Here.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Here.
Sam Hill. Dean Kilberg.
Here.
Craig Maladra. Richard Marks. Ron Singer.
Here.
Don Vogelsberg.
Here.
Thank you very much. Zach, would you do us the honor of leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mr. Ploppert. Again, just for the record, Alderman Hill is joining us via telephone this evening, as is permitted under Illinois statute. Any items that Alderman Hill votes on, he'll have to state that his name and his vote, whether it be an aye or a nay. We also have a distinguished guest to my left, the former alderman. What ward was that?
Fifth ward.
The former alderman for the fifth ward and acting city attorney, Scott Finson, is it?
Close enough.
Close enough? Okay. Scott Finson is joining us tonight. Graduate of Geneva High School, scholarship track athlete at Georgetown University. Isn't that impressive, Brenda? Blown away.
Did you get in there academically?
No, it's just for running.
Fair question.
It is. Item number 3A is to consider the mayor's appointment to the TRICOM board. All of you received correspondence from me earlier this week regarding my proud selection of the good alderman, Chuck Brown, to succeed our friend Bob Piper on that board. Chuck has agreed, and I trust that all of you will agree that he's a fine choice.
Second.
Dantino makes the motion, and Flanagan makes the second. Chuck Brown, you accept this willingly? Yes. He's rendered mute with the excitement. Thank you, Chuck, very much.
Thank you. I realize I have very big shoes to fill, but I...
In more ways than one.
I try my best to fill them.
You'll do great. 12. You'll do great. Mr. Clerk.
Don Vogelsberg.
Aye.
Chuck Brown.
Abstain.
Don Cummins.
Aye.
Ralph Dantino.
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Aye.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Dean Kilberg.
Aye.
Ron Singer.
Aye.
Thank you again, Chuck.
Thank you.
Item 4, amendments to the agenda. Are there any amendments this evening from any member of the City Council? Item 5 is the omnibus agenda. All items marked with an asterisk are considered to be routine and can be enacted by one motion.
So moved.
Second.
Vogelsberg makes the motion, seconded by Kilberg. Item 5, the omnibus agenda. Any questions, any comments? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Don Vogelsberg.
Aye.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
Don Cummings.
Aye.
Ralph Dantino.
Aye.
Dick Flanagan.
Aye.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Dean Kilberg.
Aye.
Craig Maladra. Not here. Ron Singer.
Aye.
Item 5 passes. According to my notes, we hopped on to item 10, municipal bills for payment. Mr. Clerk, will you kindly read the bills for consideration?
Bills for payment total $1,330,077.61.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we approve and pay the bills as listed, although they are listed separately, differently in the agenda for tonight. Is there an explanation?
Yeah.
The number the clerk read off is different from the number that appears in the agenda.
Yes. 400,000.
Yes.
Correct.
So?
We don't know if it's a Scribner's error or not. We can certainly...
Which one is correct?
Should we defer to the list?
I go with the clerks. That's what's in the packet.
400,000 difference.
Right. Okay. The total on the list is correct. The agenda is simply a Scribner's error.
And my motion is for the total on the list, and the individual bills are, of course, displayed on the city's website. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Second.
Motion by Brown, seconded by Flanagan, to pay the bills as presented and as they appear on the city's website. Questions or comments? Mr. Clerk.
Don Vogelsberg.
Aye.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
Don Cummings.
Aye.
Ralph Dantino.
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Aye.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Dean Kilberg.
Aye.
Ron Singer.
Aye.
Motion passes. We jump down to item 13, new business. Any new business from any member of the audience this evening? Oh, Mr. Plopper, then Mr. McQuillan. Sorry about that, Bob.
No problem, Mayor.
Hi, I'm Zach Plopper, 514 North Pine Street. Just want to remind everybody that the brand new Geneva Ace Hardware is open at right downtown on West State Street, and we hope that everybody comes in and sees our new place. Thanks.
It is extraordinary, isn't it?
Lots of hard work, but locally owned, locally run, and got a lot of familiar faces in there and some new ones, so we're all very excited.
And who are the owners of that?
George and Lynn Havlicek.
Shameless plug for the Havlicek.
Certainly a bright new store.
Oh my gosh. Are you working there, Zach?
Yes, I'm our customer service manager.
Okay.
Yep, it is. We've done a lot of work with, and we'll have some demonstrations from local businesses, and when our garden center opens, we'll have a big grand opening. So,
awesome.
Hope to see everybody. Thank you.
Thank you, Zach. Mr. McQuillan.
Good evening. Bob McQuillan, 2677 Berkshire Drive in Geneva. I'm joining you actually for the second meeting in a row, but I don't plan on making it a habit. But I wanted to announce this evening, and I'm sure the city council will be happy to know that the local organization known as Tax Facts is reinventing itself as Geneva Tax Facts. And we will be going live with a website on February 1st. And on that website, we will be tracking the activities of all the taxing bodies in Geneva, and that we actually extend an invitation to any city council member or city staff to write an article or update us on the business of the city at any time. So, thanks.
Thank you. Anyone else? From the dais? I will entertain a motion to
go move.
Go into closed session.
A second.
On the appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of an employee of the public body offered by Alderman Singer, seconded by Alderman Dantino. A roll call vote is necessary. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Don Vogelsberg.
Aye.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
Don Cummings.
Aye.
Ralph Dantino.
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Aye.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Dean Kilberg.
Aye.
Ron Singer.
Aye.
Motion passes. There is no action being considered tonight, or will no action will be taken tonight, so just so you know. I will turn the microphones off here.